Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. The Reserve Bank is likely to go for a minimum 25 basis points cut in key lending rate in the forthcoming monetary policy review in view of the pressing need to revive the coronavirus-hit economy, feel experts. The Monetary Policy Committee, headed by RBI Governor, is scheduled to meet for 3 days beginning August 4th and will announce its decision on August 6th. With the COVID-19 restrictions of Unlock 2.0 ending on July 31st, the government is now formulating guidelines for Unlock 3.0, which will come into force from August. A few more relaxations are being worked upon by the government. These might include relaxations in reopening of cinema halls from August 1st. However, some restrictions are likely to continue in Unlock 3. Schools and metro train services are likely to remain shut across the country. SoftBank-backed Growfirst has advanced its plan to launch an initial public offer by the end of next year after its profit zoomed during the lockdown period, a top official of the company said. Growfirst co-founder and CEO Albinder Dhinsa told PTI that the company started making operational profit in January and expects to become cash positive by the end of this year. Passenger vehicle exports from India fell 75% in the first quarter of the current fiscal as demand plunged due to coronavirus pandemic-related disruptions across the globe. Total passenger vehicle exports declined to 43,748 units in April to June quarter as compared with 1,73,054 units in the year-ago period. The electric vehicle market is likely to be a ₹50,000 crore opportunity in India by 2025, with 2- and 3-wheelers expected to drive higher electrification of the vehicles in the medium term in the wake of COVID-19, according to a report. The report by Avendus Capital also said the total cost of ownership in case of low and medium speed electric 2-wheelers is already lower than internal combustion engine vehicles. Delhi Minister Gopal Rai on Sunday said the AAP government will launch a special program to generate more employment opportunities in the city, a move aimed at reviving the capital's economy, which was affected due to the lockdown. The Labour and Employment Minister told that as part of the special program, Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal will launch a job portal in the next few days where the companies looking to hire and job seekers could register themselves. That's all we have for you today. Goodbye for now.